Autumn creeps across the countryside we're travelling through to a digital storytelling workshop in a rural market town. This event has been a year in the making. It's a long drive through strikingly beautiful wilderness with stone walls and fencing, uphill and down dale. We must have driven over a loose nail along the way. I'm Sarah Copeland, a doctoral student, and have designed this workshop as part of my research examining the effectiveness of community digital storytelling for social action.
And I'm Clodagh Muskelly, an independent researcher, and we are co-facilitating this workshop. Our destination remains concealed until the last moment by the hills. We find a small town with people going about their chores, several tractors on the main street, the last of the season's tourists breathing in a slower paced life and all that fabulous fresh air, and business people opening their shops for the day. The digital storytelling workshop sees 8 participants come together for the story circle. They've been recommended and approached, and none of them were known previously to the facilitators. We've compromised on the requirement for all participants to attend the full 2 days. But the story circle proves rewarding with much sharing of experiences of living and working in and around the town. Only 2 people stay the course of the workshop, both educators with a professional interest in the process, and even they popped out to check on work matters or gather more images, one of them getting locked out of his home in the process.
One participant shared insights into life choices made at a young age about schooling and facilities during the story circle, but did not return to make his story. We tried to track him down. His explanation? My dog ate half my gecko. A family of 3 gave a wonderful perspective of life over a century centred around the primary school, but could not stay beyond the story circle for time pressures.
Another couple, sharing a family history deeply intertwined with local business in the town, had to return to their duties in their family shop. Both these stories were made after the workshop. This lack of completed stories forced us to consider the legitimacy of such a project, where no clear mandate is given by a local voice or group from that place. Each participant came of their own goodwill to share their stories, and these were full of their connection to that place, even where that involved conflicting views. But incentives to see the stories to conclusion were overshadowed by time pressures, other personal commitments, or lack of self-confidence.
Through observation and discussion in this workshop and experiences in the past, we have identified a series of barriers to community digital storytelling. We have also examined other participatory techniques that can be considered as introductory approaches to community engagement. We believe that digital storytelling has so much to offer community engagement practice. However, to reach out to would-be storytellers in communities of place, incremental steps beforehand could benefit commitment to a digital storytelling workshop.
Reflecting back, this town for us became a place with great cheese, a mill, a dog that eats geckos, an empty field where a skate park used to be, a central family have overseen its groceries, banking, electricity, a bakery, and even its dead at one time or another, a vibrant primary school, an early years centre that meant getting rid of much-loved trees,
and a helpful ranger with a keen eye for tyre damage.